Hello?
Hello, Neil?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the mayor's office here with the city of Boulder.
Yeah.
And the mayor wanted me to give you a call and let you know that she doesn't like you.
That's a good one.
No, I'm just saying, I'm just the messenger. So.
And why doesn't she like me?
I don't know. She wrote down this.
I don't know the mayor.
Yeah, I just have to do what she says, okay? And she gave me this post-it with your name and everything on it, and like, call this guy and let him know
that's really strange, because I really couldn't, I can't understand why she would do that, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Okay.
It'd be great to know why she doesn't like me, but
well, she didn't.
That
she
is
didn't,
kind of a strange call. You have to admit that, right?
Yeah, it is. But you know, she's just kind of a nightmare to work with, and I just do what she says and stay out of her way.
Wow. Okay. This is not. You're not joking with me now, are you?
Oh no, I wouldn't joke.
Okay.
We're not allowed to joke on the job.
I'll have to keep that in mind the next time I vote.
Okay. Well, I don't think
all right,
she's.
You take care.
I don't think
Thank
she's
you.
Running again this year. So.
Oh well, that's probably a good thing. Then,
so your little threat there doesn't mean anything to us.
Well, it's not a threat, obviously.
Well,
saying that if somebody has you call me to tell me that she doesn't like me, this is a story to tell my friends. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah, they'll probably never believe you. They'll probably just be like, "Oh yeah, he's."
I know, except that the phone number came up as Boulder City Government, so yeah. Obviously there's something going on there. So.
Yep.
That's really strange, I have to admit, because I am very, I don't do a lot. I'm retired, and I just sort of...
Yeah, you seem like a nice guy to me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's just her, she's probably just having one of those days, probably that time of the month.
I don't quite understand, but how does she even know me? I don't even have anything, I don't have anything to do with her or the government or anything like that.
I don't know. She was mad, though. She handed me the post-it. She's like, you call this guy, you tell him I don't like him.
That is really strange.
And I tried to object, and she's like, up. Just do it, Roy.
Okay, well, I will take it under advisement, as they say.
Okay. All right, well, have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Neil.
Bye.
Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow Show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Go, 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 shaw, go, 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 go.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Bo, 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 shaw, bo, 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 bo.
Lou. Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turdwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker. Hey there, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 449. This episode is sponsored by David J. Thank you, David J., for being a supporter of the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Just like every single one of you listeners should be, being a supporter makes more shows happen, and you get extra secret shows that nobody else gets to hear. They're called Hobosodes, and I did one yesterday where I called up a few more of those Homeowner Association classified ads. I've already forgotten everything that happened in it. But I remember it wasn't completely awful, so if you want to hear another 20 or 30 minutes of classified ad calls, go over to patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, I can't remember if I mentioned this or not, but on Monday I did a hobo-sode. I've done two hobo-sodes this week so far. Three, if you count Sundays. But on Monday I did one and we figured out what saxophone lesbian means, or we figured out where it comes from at least. Not exactly what it means, but there's a whole hobo-sode dedicated to saxophone lesbians. That's a really important one to listen to. In fact, that one, that's the every 10th episode I put up for everyone to hear. So if you go to patreon.com/phonelosers, you can hear that one without paying anything. Just scroll back until you see it. Just think, though, you could pay $5 and have access to all 90 hobo-sodes, and you could just download them and then cancel your subscription. It's a really awesome scam that people do all the time. You're crazy for not taking advantage of that. I don't have any new updates today, really, so I guess I'll just tell you about things you already know, which is, number one, calls of mass confusion in 2 weeks. It's almost here, you guys. And I think Jihad said he's going to be releasing 2 episodes every week for a really long time. I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that's what he said. He's recorded just a ton of new material this time around, and I guess it's going to last for a really long time. I forget how many we had last time. But maybe it'll just go on all year until we reach the next April 1st. I'll put a link to Calls of Mass Confusion in the show notes. Calls of Mass Confusion has a Patreon now, by the way, if you want to help support Jihad's projects. It's patreon.com/COMC. And apparently he changed his YouTube URL. It's no longer youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. It's youtube.com/... It's... Crap, it's not youtube.com/CallsOfMassConfusion. I don't know what it is. He yelled at me last time for getting it wrong. So whatever, just go to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. That'll get you there. It's the same channel. And be looking forward to new videos on April 1st. The other thing, of course, is the Kickstarter for the 2018 PLA coin. We now have 95 people supporting the coin project. There's only 15 days to go. It has now raised $1,700. That is amazing. I get to do a bunch of coins this time with 4 different kinds of metal, and they're going to be a lot cooler than they were last year. So go to Kickstarter.com, search for Phone Losers of America, and support our coin project. It's only $10 for a coin if you live in the United States. That's for one coin, and thanks to all of the support I've gotten on it, I'm definitely going to be able to do those lapel pins. It's just going to be like a tiny PLA logo thing, a full-color logo on a lapel pin that you can wear on a jacket or a hat or a nipple piercing, wherever you want to put it. I doubt I'm going to get Snowplow Show coins made, but I still want to do that. I might try for that later this year. And here's the thing, like, I'm getting so many extra coins, so even after the Kickstarter ends, I'll still be able to sell the other coins that I have left. And maybe I'll try and save up that money and put that towards Snowplow Show coins later this year. I think that'd be kind of cool, though, to get some Snowplow Show coins made, if possible. If not this year, then definitely by next year, but maybe I can do that later this year. There's still 15 days to go, though, so anything can happen. The coin company is all ready to make the coins. They've sent me the proofs. They've given me a price. It's either $1,500 or $1,600 to get all of them made. Thanks to Don Fickles, they're more expensive this year, but they're going to be much better. They're going to have the rough edges like a quarter, and the coins are going to be made out of a better material. I'm pretty excited for them. Hopefully you guys are too. I'll have a link in the show notes to the Kickstarter, or you can just go to Kickstarter.com and search for it. Let's get started with today's show after these quick messages.
They call the feeling incredible. Call 1-900-250-8888. The experience of a lifetime. 1-900-250-8888. Is it real? Or is it fantasy? Adults only, just $1 a minute, $5 for the first. Call 1-900-250-8888. Expect the unexpected.
I've got a list here from Nagler, which I sort of didn't get to in time because it's a bunch of Craigslist calls. I love when you guys send me Craigslist lists, but sometimes I don't really notice them until it's kind of too late, and that might be the problem with this one because it's a bunch of female roommates. Nagler says, "What's up, Brad? I decided to get drunk, listen to your show, put together the roommate wanted sequel list you mentioned. Today I give you numbers of men or couples who want only female tenants. I've also pasted the text in the ad in case they get pulled from Craigslist before you can get to them. Do your thing, man." But this was way back on February 20th, and I'm sure all these roommate listings have been pulled by now. Like, I just clicked on the first one, it's gone. But I might still be able to have a little bit of fun with these. Maybe, if they answer. Sorry about this, Nagler. I have one here for $500 a month, room for rent, for a female. I am renting a room of my 3-bedroom house to an honest and responsible woman, with use of a second bathroom. Also use of a large open kitchen, a washer and dryer, 1/3 of the electricity, water's included. Hey, free water. No drama, no party, no guest overnight, no drinking.
Hello.
Hey, hello. This is Steve Day from Craigslist.
Yes.
And I noticed you posted this ad here for a female roommate that you were looking for.
Yes.
And that's not allowed. That's very sexist, sir. You know, it's 2018.
It has been rented. Okay, and
we'll cancel.
It's none of your business. I don't live at the property. It's none of your business.
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't live at the property. Yeah, it's my wife renting. Goodbye.
Yeah, we don't let people be sexist on our service. Try him back. It's my wife's property. Yeah, right.
Thank you for calling. I'm not able to...
He won't answer now. All right, next one is someone named Tony. Tony wrote a huge ad here. Used a lot of caps. Please read everything. Please read absolutely everything before contacting me. Make sure you understand everything, or if you have any questions, to look for them in the ad first. 2 rooms now available for a woman. If she has children, there's plenty of space. Now please read everything. That's all in caps so far. Then she goes to normal writing, and holy shit, there's like 8 paragraphs here. I'm not going to read all that. I'm completely ignoring her rules.
Hello?
Hello, is Tony around?
Yes, Matthew speaking.
This is Steve Day from Craigslist. I'm calling about the ad you placed for a roommate.
On Craigslist?
Yes, I'm calling from Craigslist. You placed an ad on Craigslist about a roommate.
Oh, yeah, I've already deleted those.
Correct. I know that. Is this Tony?
Yes.
Okay. We noticed you were looking for only females, and you know that's very sexist. We don't allow that on our service here, on our site.
Oh, sure. It's been taken down, so yeah. It's no problem.
Oh, no, it is a problem. You can't do that again. Don't do that again or we'll delete your account. You can't be, like, what's next? You're going to say no Chinese people allowed? You can't do stuff like that.
Sure, you can delete my account. I'll just make another one. That'd be fine.
Oh, no, I'll delete your IP address. I'll make sure that you never get on here again, motherfucker.
I have multiple IPs, so.
Oh no! We know how to get around that. We can look at your
sure.
We can look at your MAC address. How do you like that?
I'm a geek, so you're not fooling nobody.
You're a sexist.
And I know
geek.
This isn't Craigslist.
You're a sexist geek.
No, you're just
what you
just
are.
Want to rant.
No, I'm just saying you're not allowed to. Well, this isn't working out. Wow, it's a guy that was looking for only a woman roommate. Thinks I just want to rant. Whatever. Here's another one that's all caps. Like, room for rent for single mom and child. You have to have a child? That's weird. Room or rooms for rent. Quiet area, close to major highways, shopping center, elementary school. And the guy's name is Mike. You're supposed to contact Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Mike?
This is.
Hey, Mike. This is Carol. I saw that you put this ad on Craigslist looking for a single mom and a child.
That ad was taken off already.
Yeah, but is it working out? Like, it's not back up? It's not going to be available again, is it? Because I'm a single...
That ad shouldn't be there anymore. I took it off already.
Yeah, I know, but I looked at it like a month ago, and I was just hoping, like, I don't know, did she get creeped out yet and move out? Because, I don't know, did you guys hook up, or what happened with that? Or is it still ongoing? I just wanted to find out if I could... Huh?
The room has been rented already.
I know, but like, is she sticking around, or are you kicking her to the curb yet? Like, you ready for a new one?
I got
a child here.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Like, you're the weirdo, like, asking for females only. Like, what's that about?
A weirdo?
Well, I'm just saying, that's a little weird that you wouldn't let a single father move in.
No, I would not. No, not with my 21-year-old daughter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, why not? Like, what, you're just looking for a... Okay. Sure, it's because I have a daughter. Yeah, okay.
Please leave your message for 4.
Does anyone ever ask for, like, male-only roommates? I mean, it's been a couple decades since I've looked for a roommate, but I wonder how often that comes up. They're like, oh, no females. Only males here. Here's a very nice furnished bedroom for a female. It's a 4-bedroom house, 2-bathroom, with a pool, safe, quiet, $495 per month, plus share of the utilities, fire pit, barbecue, laid back, no drugs or excessive drinking. When I put the number into Facebook, it comes up for an old man.
Hello?
Hello? I'm calling about the four-bedroom home thing for rent for a female. Is that still available?
It's one bedroom for a female.
Well, it says it's a four-bedroom home. That's what I mean.
Yeah. You're correct. Yeah, still available.
Okay, great. I'm definitely interested in that. When could I come by and look at that?
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Brad. Brad Carter.
You're not a female.
Oh, no. I identify as a female, so it's cool. Why? How come you only want females, though? That's a little weird. You just looking for someone to fuck?
I have two other women on that went into the... the wing of the house.
The what of the house?
I've got two other women that are on that wing of the house, and we're looking for a female.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, it's cool. I identify as a female. You know, it's 2018. Not a problem. I'm very effeminate.
I don't follow you.
I identify as a female. I use female restrooms. I carry a purse.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, so I'm basically a female. I know how to cook. I make sandwiches.
You what?
I know how to cook and make sandwiches and stuff. I do all kinds of female things. I'm a secretary, in fact. I work as a secretary in an office. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I don't have any children. I see I can't have pets or children. I don't smoke.
Okay.
Yep. So do you live in the house too?
Yeah, I live here. Yes, I do.
Oh, cool. It's just going to be you and all us females.
I'm sorry.
It's just going to be you and all of us females.
It's going to be very strange. I'm sorry.
What's strange?
I don't think it's going to work out.
What? No. You haven't even met me yet. I want to come and look at it. Wow. Okay. I see how it is.
Please leave your message for 407.
Now he's not even picking up. I wonder why it's available again. It says move in February 1st. Maybe the last one didn't work out.
Please leave your message.
Yeah, he will not pick up. Damn it. I was going to offer him sex just to come and look at it. Be like, come on, Gary. I'm a sure thing. I promise. Okay, next is a $650 a month female roommate wanted. Let's see what mail this phone number comes up to on Facebook. Hey, look at that. I was right. It's a male. Imagine that. Always the males looking for female roommates. Nothing strange about that. This one is still up on Craigslist. I'm a very nice guy. I'm easy to get along with. If I'm in the apartment, I'm mostly just watching movies or TV shows. I also enjoy to play video games. I enjoy to play guitar as well, but I would really only play in my room and never loud. Any pets are okay with me, but if it's a cat, it must be declawed. Wow, what an asshole. Declaw your cat? Fuck this guy. He just goes on and on. I don't want to read all this. Let's just try and call him up. His name is Austin. He's 23. He's looking for someone within his age group. 20 to 30.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voicemail.
Well, damn it. He's just not picking up. Let me try one more time. I really felt like me and Austin would get along great.
Your call has been forwarded to an
Damn it. Here's one for $105 a week. ID required, no deposit if I believe in you. Air mattress in living room for female. Nice hot shower and clean kitchen. What? This guy's renting an air mattress for $105 a week? No visitors or pets to the home. What? No visitors? You can't have visitors? I'm a 50-ish, stable, neat, clean, white guy. Lived in the home more than 20 years. If you need some work, I may have some work for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I smoke cigarettes and 420, but nothing more. Sounds like a personal ad.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling about the roommate, female roommate thing for rent.
Yeah, where'd you see? Where'd you see it?
I saw it on Craigslist.
So where are you at?
I'm here in Boynton Beach. But yeah.
In...
Huh?
All right. You have a car?
Yeah, I have a car. Very reliable car. It's a 2016
right.
Pinto.
How long are you needing a place for?
Probably for a while. I got a job there in Miami, so...
You're working in Miami and you're going to live up here?
Yep.
All right.
Is that
do you
want
to stop by tomorrow?
Okay, all right, yep. That sounds great to me. So nobody else has come to look at it yet?
Yes, people come by. I'm just talking with people.
Nothing's worked out yet, though?
I'm still under a little remodel. I'm trying to get the inside finished up painting.
Yeah, but...
But it's livable.
So it's like an air mattress in the living room? That's where I'd be sleeping?
What's that now?
It's an air mattress in the living room? Is that where I'd be sleeping?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if that's not comfortable, do you think I could just, you know, maybe get in bed with you?
Whatever you decide you want to do, you let me know.
Okay.
And,
Cause like if I'm
we
on...
can take it from there. The other room will be ready when I get the house painted up.
Okay.
I love to share.
All right. Yeah, like, sometimes I get bad dreams, so I might just, like, come in your room in the middle of the night and just kind of just jump in bed and... And snuggle
we'll
up close.
We'll see what happens. How old are you?
I am 28 years old. I just had a birthday.
Well, happy birthday, little
Thank
girl.
You. Will you sing happy birthday to me right now?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You ready for
yes.
it?
Ready, set, go.
Okay. Bamboo, wahoo, yahoo, how do you do? My name is Sue. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
if you had a clue, you would have knew that it is my version of Johnny Cash. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, holy shit, that was great. Okay, I can't wait to meet you.
You should stop by and talk to me at least.
Okay, all right. When can I do
like
that?
Like I say, tomorrow sometime. What are you thinking? Morning, afternoon? What are you thinking?
Whatever is best for you. I have all day free tomorrow.
All right. You just call me tomorrow. We'll get together and take it from there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Are you by yourself with no pets?
Yeah, by myself. No pets, no children. I don't know anyone around here, so...
All right, what's your name?
My name is Carol.
Carol, my name is Tim,
hey,
but they
Tim.
Call me Zippy Lips.
Zippy Lips, okay, Zippy Lips.
All right, baby, happy birthday. When was your birthday?
It was 2 days ago. It was on the 14th.
All right.
Happy
you get
pie
to
day.
Have a birthday weekend when your birthday comes in the middle of the week.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. That sounds great.
Well, I created that for myself and others.
Oh.
I never liked a birthday during the week. I only like weekend birthdays.
What a great idea. You're a creative genius.
All right, call me up, Carol, and you can come by and talk to
okay.
me.
Okay. Hey, when we meet, I probably won't shake your hand because I have a weird thing about germs, but is it okay if we just make out instead?
The only good thing that the gangster created was the fist bump.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just going to kiss you. I'm going to kiss, like, we're gonna tongue.
You call me up,
I'm just
going to
jump all over you. All right, I'll call
All
you
right,
tomorrow.
All right, I'll listen for the call.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll meet.
Thank
and
you.
And we'll have sex. Okay, bye. Bye.
Oh, man, I feel dirty now. I think I'm going to get a discount on the rent with old Zippy Lips. This guy doesn't seem to have a Facebook page. I really want to see what this guy looks like before I meet him tomorrow. Oh, look at that, though. He's got a listing on White Pages. Whatever, though. That was bizarre. Oh, here's a good one. Place to stay for a female who is homeless. Married couple are offering to help a homeless female with a place to stay for free. Would like you to be open-minded, okay with nudity, clean, and non-partying. Must be open to sharing an efficiency apartment with us. We are quiet, clean, easygoing, and laid back. I bet you are if you're, like, nude all the time. Drink on occasion and don't do any drugs. We are also open to age. Please mention a little bit about yourself and your situation. Feel free to text anytime, day or night. And this posting has been deleted by the author.
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service. If you feel you've received this message in error, please hang.
The posting has been deleted and the phone number has been changed. What a crazy ad. Here's a $60 per week. I'm only requiring a female because I'm sorry, but I cannot live with another guy. That would just be too weird for me. So if you are offended by a man asking a woman to be his platonic roommate, then you just simply don't have to respond to this ad. But if you flag this ad because you loathe someone like that, oh, now he's being all judgy at me. I'm the only one allowed to be judgy here. I don't need his judginess. And $60 a week. Would that even pay for the electricity and water that they use? And he's not answering, so I guess this show's over. That's all there is. No more roommates. Thanks for the roommate list, Nagler. I didn't think I'd get this many calls to work out, but it seemed to go all right, even though I waited several weeks to do the list. Maybe I'll come back and do some of these other ones that didn't answer later.
This is Mr. Biggs. This episode of The Snowplow Show is brought to you by Powder Milk Biscuits, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Corporation for Public Phone Pranking, and from listeners like you.
And maybe I could finish up once and for all the classified, the homeowners classified ads from Max Power. I did a hobosode yesterday where I did a few more of those. And I got a few more answers, but I still have a small list here of people who have not answered yet. So let's call these real quick before we end the show and just see what we can get to pick up. The first one is a rock and play sleeper, gently used like new.
Hello.
Hi, Diane?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling about that ad you placed for the rock and play sleeper.
Uh-huh, I still have it.
Oh, okay, great. This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just want to borrow that, just for like an hour. Does it run on batteries? Does it play like electronic?
What do you mean you want to borrow it?
I just want to take it to my house, just for like an hour maybe, and then I'll bring it right back. It's no big deal.
I want to sell it.
Yeah, I'm not looking to buy one, but I just want to borrow it. Does it run on batteries?
No, I can't let you borrow it.
Oh, no, I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Okay, I understand you're from the Homeowners Association, but why do you want to borrow it?
I just, you know, personal reasons. I want to try something.
No, I put it up there to sell it.
Yeah, well, I won't break it or anything. I won't get
it messy. No, I don't want you to borrow it. I'm sorry. I put it up there to sell it.
Well, yeah, but... If anyone calls to buy it, like, I'll have it back within an hour. I'm just going to take it home and try something.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not up to loaning it out to somebody.
Yeah, well, I'm with the homeowners.
I don't know you.
Well, this is
I don't know who you are. I don't know why you want to borrow it. I'm sorry. I have no interest in loaning
it. I live here in the neighborhood. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, I understand you're with the Homeowners Association. We all are with the, I mean, you're on the board.
Yeah, I'm on the board. I'm on the board. Yep. So basically, you have to loan it to me. I'm on the board.
Why do I have to loan it to you?
Because I just want to try some. I just want to try.
Excuse me. You're being very aggressive here. I don't know why I have to loan you something that I have up for sale.
I'm in no reason really. Like you should stop asking so many questions. Just let me come by and.
Excuse me. You're being. This is a very odd phone call.
It's not that odd. I just. It's not a big deal. Like.
And it is a big deal.
And you're being all weird about it anyway. You won't tell me if it plays like electronic music or does it play like tapes or something?
Look, It's for a baby. You put a baby in it.
Right, yeah.
It's a rocking thing.
Does it play music, though?
If you want to find out about it, go online and research it under Fisher Price and find out the information about
it. Okay, but it says
rock and
play.
But I'm not allowing you just to take it home.
I thought it might.
And try it.
Yeah, I just, that's all I want to do. And you know, maybe I can get the word out and get someone to buy it for you. I'm not going to buy it.
I'm not worried about that.
I don't even have kids. I don't even have kids. I just want to try something.
No. Sorry, not going to happen.
Well, I am with the Homeowners Association.
I don't care who you're with. I don't care if you're with, Trump or whoever. It doesn't matter. Why do you keep telling me you're with the Homeowners Association?
Well, because you're required to let us, just come in and borrow things.
No, no, I am not. Who told you that?
It's like I'm a board member. Like, board members have...
I don't care.
They're allowed to do anything they want.
You don't have any authority over anything.
No, I do. Like, I run the neighborhood,
no,
basically. I can come over and borrow your car. I can.
You cannot.
Yes, I can.
Like, no, you cannot.
You need to...
What is your name?
Read your rule book. This is Steve Dave.
What's your name?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Correct.
Your last name is Dave?
No, I don't have a last name. My name is Steve Dave. It's like two first names, but I don't have a last name. I had it legally changed.
Well, I think you're wrong, and I don't think you can come and borrow my car.
Oh, I could if I really needed to, like if mine broke down.
No, you could not. No, you could not.
Or I could come over
and
demand, like, to have you give me a jump with jumper cables?
Absolutely, you could not borrow my car.
Well, I didn't want to anyway. I don't even like your car. I just want to borrow the Rock and Play sleeper.
No, not going to happen. Thanks very much.
Why do you need it? Like, no one's even buying it.
Goodbye.
Come on. Well, she is the first person to really not appreciate the whole borrowing thing. I bet she's going to get her homeowner's rule book out right now. See if it's true or not. I like how she couldn't think of an example and she had to just say Trump. I don't care if you're with Trump. I should call her back as Trump. Here's a 2002 white Oldsmobile van with 133,000 miles on it that I need to borrow.
Hello.
Hey, Clark, I'm calling about that Oldsmobile van that you have for sale.
Oh, I sold it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. Is the golf cart still available?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And can I just borrow that golf cart? I just want to borrow it for like an hour.
No, it's not even.
Where is it?
It's down in Mesa.
Oh, that's perfect. Now I'm going down there to pick up my son-in-law. Can I just get the key where it's located? And I just want to borrow it for like an hour. Me and him are going to go out and drive around in it. Like,
yeah, that's fine. Talk to you later.
What? Hey, no. I need the, like... Okay, Clark's not having it. Oh, I should have told him I was the one that bought the van. Be like, guess what I found in the van that you left behind? But too late. I messed it up. And shit, that was the last one. I had three more on this list here, but I already did them. I remember all of them. There's this lady that makes key lime pies, and I asked her on the Hobosode. I told her I was with the Homeowners Association, and we needed her to make a marijuana pie for a board meeting, and she refused to do it. You can hear that on the Hobosode if you go to patreon.com/phonelosers. Maybe I should call her back. Should I call her back? Yeah, I'm going to call her back. What the hell? I'm going to offer her double.
Hello?
Irene?
Nope.
Yeah, huh? She knows my voice. She's not having any more of that. No more of that marijuana talk.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Motherfucker.
Thanks for that drop, JD. That sounds really awesome. He sent that to me in email the other day, and he also sent me this one, which I've added to my soundboard.
Butt slam.
That's great. So now I have two ways to butt slam people. I have this one.
You've just been
butt slam
on the Gerbil and the Butt Show, 100.3 The Gerbil.
And now I have this one.
Butt slam.
That's great. Thanks, JD. You're the best. If you guys have forgotten, JD's the one that made the intro song that you heard today. The one with all the clips from 2017. One of my favorite intros. Hey, Big Moist.
And ha, you called that lady Cheryl Murkowski. You said it like twice.
She was like, what?
Yeah.
That was funny. And also...
probably like 98% of the listeners didn't understand what I was talking about.
It's hilarious whenever you say, don't bite my head off. Like, I've never heard that saying before, but it's funny. And I picked it up.
Really?
And I've been saying that to everybody. I say that to my wife a lot. She gets so fucking pissed. It's hilarious. So thanks for that.
That's great.
Okay, that's it.
Glad to be causing marital problems for you.
Big noise.
Hey, cut that out. None of that. Yeah, I didn't come up with don't bite my head off. That's like a... Is that just an old person saying? I think I've been saying that since at least the 1980s. I know it's not something that's said often anymore, if it ever was, but I'm kind of surprised you've never heard of it, though. Is that just Big Moist, or is it just me? You guys should let us know in the comments. You guys should let us know in the comments which one of us is more out of touch. It's probably me.
Hey, so, it is 10:30. Exactly. Yay.
Care.
Anyways, I heard
care.
The, my voicemail on the show, just now, and I was coming back from a racetrack. Well, I made it. I still have a blown gasket.
That's great.
But that's okay, because, I mean, it's not going to take me like 5.5 hours to get to it, but, and put it back together.
Okay. Thanks for the voicemail.
Yeah, no, I got
thanks
kind of a serious question to ask you. I mean, you know, why do you do this? Like, you know, why do you do this?
Do
I mean,
why do
when
what?
You first started this, you think you'd be doing it now? Do you think
of course.
You have a big following? Because I don't know if you do. I only know everything off of YouTube because that's the only time I listen to you. I want to come up to the fucking live streams, but I don't know when to fucking view. I don't know how to get to them.
Because I'm a loose
I think
cannon.
Be at that.
I do shit when I want.
Out, but that's okay.
Schedules
right.
are for squares, man.
Day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, also, I love you.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, I thought I would still be doing this 5 years later. I think I officially started this in 2013, right? Not counting those first few video episodes in 2012. I've been doing shows for 10 years now, and I'd kind of like to just keep going forever till I die. I don't think I thought that I would be doing like 4 shows 5 years from back then and doing like a show pretty much every day of the week. Or maybe, I don't know, 5 days a week. I'm doing a lot of shows now. But I'm enjoying it. I'm just doing it because I enjoy it. I think I could probably get away with just doing the regular 2 shows a week, and you guys would be happy. But I'm enjoying doing all these extra hobosodes and Brad's Cactus Shacks and the Dial a Payphone show. Somebody asked me on the last call-in show, on the Dial a Payphone show, if all of the other shows that I mentioned are real. They thought I was just kidding around about all of that. But yes, there really is a Brad's Cactus Shack at notla.com. And there really is a Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls at worldofprankcalls.com. And there's definitely Hobosodes over on Patreon. But anyway, thanks to you guys, I'm doing a ton of shows every week, and I'm really enjoying it. So I really appreciate everyone that's been supporting the show, either through Patreon or just by promoting the show and telling everyone about it. Maybe in another couple years, I'll be doing 20 shows a week.
Hey, Brad, this is Stephen W.
Hey, Stephen W.
I was just finishing up Hobo Soad, I believe, 90 on the saxophone lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go all the way back to What's Your Bid, they were auctioning off saxophone lessons. So some smart-ass called in and bid on saxophone lesbians.
How'd you know
and
that?
That's how it all started. Love your show. Cactus, cactus.
So are you saying that Longmont Potion Castle got saxophone lesbians from us? I don't think that can be right. And how'd you know they were doing saxophone lessons? Is that mentioned in that What's Your Bid thing? I don't remember hearing that, but I can see that being in there. Because it can't be a coincidence that two prank call groups are both talking about saxophone lesbians. Damn it, I thought we figured it out in that episode, but now I realize we have more questions.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Okay.
So I'm listening to the latest show. That's right, the latest show, which is not normally show late, you know, when you actually play this place well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Max Powers, HOA Classifieds. Holy crap, Brad. Oh my god. I've heard before, you know, in years past, front calls, I said, hey, you've had like 2 really good shows in a row. Well, later on, you know, we have these trailer park calls, okay?
And those were all awesome.
All 3 of them out of the park, Brad. Out of the park. They were so good.
Well, I can't take all the credit. It's all because of you guys sending me really good lists, like trailer parks and homeowners association classified ads. I never would have thought of that on my own.
I was like, all
those
right, well, I'll brace myself. This 4th one, I mean, he's never had even 3 awesome out of the park shows
never.
In a row. But man, this one's...
out of the park. Grand slam, Brad.
You're giving me a big
four
head.
Four shows in a row that are awesome. Great shows. I love them. Israel.
So that means you're pretty much completely disappointed with today's show. I apologize for that.
The trailer for Calls were unexpectedly awesome. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Last thing, Brad, what's going on with the marijuana thing? You said you can't smoke weed? What's that about? Like, what revision in your agreement, your plea deal, says that you can't smoke weed? Are you on probation or something?
Yeah.
All right, bye, bud.
Yeah, I'm on probation. 5 years. And I'm in a legal weed state, but since it's a federal case and weed is not legal on the federal level, I am not allowed to smoke weed for 5 years. But that's okay. I'm getting more stuff done now these days for several reasons, but one of them is the whole no more weed thing. You know what? I'm just now realizing that Crimson forgot to mention the Bunkers and Tunnels episode, episode 447. He went straight from Trailer Park Tuesday to Max Power's Homeowners Association classified ads, and quite a few people complained that Bunkers and Tunnels was a piece of shit show. I enjoyed it, but whatever, you know. Like, he didn't mention that one, though. So maybe I didn't have four in a row. Maybe it was just those three Trailer Park shows. And then that crappy Bunkers and Tunnels episode. You're wrong, Crimson. I can only do three in a row that are good.
Hey, Brad, that is such a delayed tone. It messes me up every time. It just gets me very anxious. And I feel like I'm going to have an episode next time I have to make a voicemail.
Sorry.
So either fix that or warn me next time. Because I'm
right
really beat off. Oh, I have an avocado. So I just want to say about this person that called into Brad's Cactus Shack, the whole fried bologna thing, that is not a southern thing. That is a white trash thing. And I actually went out, got bologna, and had to make it for myself because I haven't had it in such a long time.
It's still on my shopping list. I'm going to try it,
and
maybe.
It's so good. I put a little bit of cheddar cheese on it, and I put a little bit of mayonnaise or ketchup.
I'm probably
going to
fuck it up and burn it.
Whatever I'm feeling. And I'm about to eat this right now for breakfast. It is really good. Love you, Brad, and to whoever that southern bologna person is, you're white trash.
That's right.
Hey, Brad Carter. I promised 20 seconds. My 20 seconds is, the question is, would you prefer Greg T make applications for Android or new music for you and your show?
I don't care.
What is the most popular thing? New music for your show or apps for your show? Because if you focus on one or the other, I'll become really good at it. Thank you.
I don't care. It's up to you. Whatever you like doing. I will tell you that my favorite thing that you've done for the show is definitely the Nancy, I Need to Borrow Your Car song. This one.
See. Did you drive a car today to work? Do you drive a car? What time are you off work today? Nancy?
Yeah, that's a great one. I love that one. That's the best thing you've ever done in your entire life. That's where you peaked. It's all downhill from there. But really, I don't care what you do. Do whatever you like doing. Thanks, Greg T.
Hey, Brad. It's Brash. Who gives a shit? Whatever. Hey, man. I heard that episode where you had the Marine literally threaten to kill you, the old man, the other day.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese.
I think it was that one.
He hated the Chinese.
You said you had a problem with your...
And then they brought him Chinese food. I thought they were fucking with him when they did that.
Some tablet. I don't know, man. I got, like, old Kindles. Drop me your P.O. box, man. I'll just send you this crap. My kids don't use it anymore. I'll send
okay.
it to you, and you can harass people with that stuff.
All right.
That'll entertain me more than stepping on it when I'm cleaning up my kids' room.
Yeah.
Who
cares about your kids?
And,
send me their stuff.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't really want to mention my P.O. box on the air, because every time I do, it just causes problems for me. People start mailing me hilarious things that aren't really that hilarious. But if you want to send me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org, I'll give you my P.O. box there if you're wanting to mail me old Kindles that you've stepped on. Thanks, Brad.
Hi, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
King Richard and I just got done giving I Regret Jumping an atomic wedgie, we have a joke for you.
He deserved it.
What do you call a human that's now a cactus?
I give up. What do you call...
A transplant.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Bye.
I wonder what their answering machine message sounds like. It's probably one of those ones that I hear and I'm just like, ugh, God.
Hey, Brad.
Shit.
It's Will.
calling again, man.
Hey, Will.
I was just calling to, I mean, obviously to, you know, appreciate your goddamn great show.
Thanks.
But I had a little, idea. Maybe next time you're calling some residential numbers or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
I thought it might be kind of funny for you to basically, you know, say, hey, so your kid came over on my property. He was jumping on my trampoline and, you know, he hurt himself, and maybe do something along that line. Maybe, like, you know, like,
this happened to you, didn't it?
Your so-and-so went over my property and hurt himself up, so
you're basically telling me stories of your childhood.
I thought that might be kind of clever. Maybe not. Maybe it's a stupid idea. You never know.
Yeah,
shout out to you, Brad. Keep it up, man. Love
Thanks.
You.
Thanks, bye-bye. Will. Yeah, that'd be fun to call up people and tell them that, and they're like, we don't have any kids. And I could say, well, you don't have to pretend you don't have kids. Just ask them to not do that anymore.
Hey, Brad, this is Chupacabra.
I would piss them off.
I just wanted to touch base with you and again tell you I love the show.
Thanks, Chupacabra.
It's almost become a part of our daily life at my house, me and my wife. I mean, we're constantly, we'll look at the dog and say, who's a good boy?
Aww.
We answer the phone, this is Roy.
That's
weird. If somebody calls me buddy, I tell them, I'm not your buddy, pal. Somebody says something like, uh-oh, you know, you don't want to do that. I'm like, no, I can't. I've got two strikes, man, already. It's just hilarious. We love it. I mean, I tell my wife constantly, hey, don't use that tone with me. And we get a big kick out of it. So we're stealing your one-liners left and right.
Do you backhander?
Enjoying it thoroughly. So keep up the good work, man. And talk to you soon, Brad. Later, dude.
Thanks, Chupacabra. I'm glad I'm strengthening your marriage since I'm causing marital problems for that other person. Looks like that's the last voicemail. I'm not going to play the one where the guy just burped into the voicemail and hung up. Nobody wants to hear that. Thanks, everyone, for leaving a message. If you've never left a message before, your homework assignment for this week is to call in and leave a message about anything you want. The number is 814-422-5309. You're only allowed to leave a 30-second message. If you go longer than that, I'll probably just yell at you. Thanks once again to Max Power for the Homeowners Association classified ad list. And thank you, Nagler, for the main list I did today, the female roommate thing. Sorry I took forever to get to it, but I did eventually, even though most of the numbers didn't pick up, but I still tried. Thank you, JD, for the new drops and the intro song. And, of course, thank you, David J., for sponsoring today's episode of The Snowplow Show. Please go to the Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers, everyone, and try to support the show for $5 a month or just $1 a month. You won't get anything in return for it, but you're helping out the show if you do that. Also, spread the word. Post your favorite videos everywhere, Reddit, Facebook, wherever. On the Twitters, just go to youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, pick out your favorite prank call, and post it somewhere. That's your homework assignment if you're not doing the leaving a voicemail homework assignment this week. That's what you have to do. Spread the word. I'm ending today's show with my favorite song by Greg T. This one is called Nancy, I Need to Borrow Your Car.
Did you drive a car today to work? Do you drive a car? What time are you off work today? Nancy? This is John from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I need a ride. And I need a ride. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car. Nancy? I'm your boss. Just a minute, and I'm going to get the keys from you. You don't have a choice. Nancy? You need to stop lying to the corporate office. I'm your boss. I just need to go over to the bowling alley. Nancy? It's only going to be for like 20 minutes. I'm not taking your car. I'm just going to borrow it. I'm just borrowing it. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car.
But I can call him and let him know.